This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. We're here with regular guest Kathy Quinn. Kathy's a business and small business guru. We're going to talk to her today about, are people starting businesses again, or is that just insane in the spirit of the pandemic? And if so, what are they doing? What advice and so forth? Kathy, can you take a moment to introduce yourself? And we'll ask you what you're seeing in terms of businesses starting up and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm a small business membership director of a chamber of commerce. I am a passionate supporter of entrepreneurs. And so I'm seeing people every day that are, you know, in business, but they are also starting new businesses, which is pretty exciting. You know, entrepreneurs are pretty fearless people. So they're taking advantage of this time we have right now. And we're seeing startups in some interesting areas. Oddly enough, there are a lot of restaurant and food startups. And some of them are restaurants that are kind of pivoting to that whole delivery system. But there's a new thing called ghost kitchens. So a restaurant that already has a kitchen might be using a tech app to get food orders that are not their primary menu. And it's giving them a revenue stream, which I think is fascinating. And it's really, it started in LA, but we're seeing it here in Illinois as well. So I thought that was pretty fascinating.
Take a second and tell us, what exactly is a ghost kitchen? Because I've heard this term more and more the last year. I never heard it before the last year, but now more and more sort of factory kitchens almost are using the back, a restaurant to cook for others. What is a ghost kitchen?
Yeah, so if you have a restaurant in place during the pandemic, you know, you kind of let your wait staff go. You might have kept your cooks on, obviously, because you wanted to do the curbside, if you could, and the delivery route, right? But that was a cut in your regular business. So these apps, what they're doing is they are driving menus and they're branded. So one, for example, is called Mr. Beast Burger, right? And it's a branded app. 6 different menu items. And so it's something that any restaurant could really conform to. It's different burgers and fries. And it's driving it to a local restaurant, but you don't know that the restaurant that's making those burgers isn't really Mr. Beast Burger. It's an Italian restaurant or it's a nacho place. So that's what they're calling ghost kitchens because the kitchens are there. The sanitation, everything's in place, and it's just adding, you know, that opportunity for
it. It allows them to take some capacity, make some money. It allows somebody else to get going in the business or utilize that capacity without having to build a whole kitchen and a whole staff and a whole team.
Fascinating.
What are some of the other things that you're seeing where people are actually at it starting businesses versus throwing in the towel? Because you talk about entrepreneurs being fearless. Well, this has been a year that has tested that for entrepreneurs. What are some other things that people are doing, getting going in business?
So one of the businesses that I've been seeing grow, and it's a lane that maybe I just wasn't paying attention to before, but some medical-related businesses, a lot of these infusion kind of medical places where you can go and get, you know, vitamins and different kind of infusions, they're popping up all over. And some of them are being run by doctors, emergency room doctors, right? So they're working pretty hard, but this is an opportunity to have these like micro medical businesses. We've seen the cannabis stores starting to grow. That's still continuing. COVID related businesses. So there are a lot of clinics that are doing COVID testing in terms of being the laboratories that are doing the testing, but also testing sites. They're popping up all over, you know, at the malls because that testing is not going to go away for many years, right? So they're doing these businesses where they can kind of expand their, you know, medical practice. These are mostly run by doctors and they're kind of pivoting and going into these, you know, medical businesses along with telemedicine. That's another one that's really growing. So that's kind of interesting. Anything that has to do with schooling, like tutoring for kids, of course, you know, tutoring for children have been around for a long time, but now it took on a whole new, you know, importance, right? So a lot of parents, before the schools went back into session, these tutoring places might have had like small hybrid groups of people in an office setting, six kids in a classroom, everyone socially distanced, that becomes their pod, and they're tutoring or doing it by Zoom or some other technology, but also adult training. Now that people are working from home, you have to be more proficient on all of the Microsoft technology. There are people who normally would go into a business and do a classroom situation for a whole staff. Now they're doing it one-on-one by Zoom or, you know, for a company. So those are some of the things that are also growing in a new way.
I mean, fascinating how much of this tutoring too has moved online, tutoring, therapy, all kinds of socialization types of things, and how much kids and adults need that. I mean, they really need that. I mean, on every level. So it's just the kids
right.
Less engaged on a Zoom class. They need more of that one-on-one help, even if it is virtual, to really take things in better.
Right, and it gives the parents a break because parents are working from home too. So if they can have their child, you know, in a situation, whether they're delivering them to a location for a tutoring session or they are doing it online, it gives the parents a break to be able to do their job as well. So it's really important, and that's really growing. And a lot of people are feeling that their kids have maybe had a little bit of a setback because they're not in a school situation. So I think over the next few months, they're going to be, even if the kids do go back to school and are in school, they're going to want to have this tutoring to continue to give them an edge up. So it's not going to go away. That's going to be a more important kind of service for families.
Just magnificent today, Kathy. Such a good insight into, like, God, in all this paralysis by being scared, there are lots of different exciting things going on, lots of different innovations going on. And it really is an amazing study in resilience of so many entrepreneurs, so many people, so many people trying to fill a real need and a real gap. Kathy, I want to thank you, as always, for joining us. I always learn something. And so maybe our audience does, maybe they don't. But I certainly learn something every time I talk to you. And I appreciate it greatly, and I know our audience does as well. Kathy Quinn.
You too, Scott. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.